Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur. This is the third shiur on the topic of the radiant face of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the previous shiur, we saw how through the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu's face became radiant because the Torah was light, and since Moshe was filled with Torah, he had light. Although he was already born with light, this was just added light. That's in a nutshell what we learned in the previous shiur, and now we'll take it further again based on the Torah, where we're rabbi on a gadol, like man zetzal. So now we can say as follows. Rashi says, on the pasuk v'sakosi eskapi, I covered him with my hand in the cave. That is, Rashi says there that Moshe needed hagana, he needed protection from the mechablim, from the destructive angels. And we see this in Pirkei Dover Yezer in the 46th parak. Omer melecha yashoas lefanei kodesh baruch hu, enu misharsim lefanecha biyom uvel laila. Veinon en yocholim liros es kavodcha. We serve you day and night and we can't see your honor. V'zei yuludisha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, harenin as kvodecha. Zei yuludisha, rotzei rosa es kvodecha. This a man born of a woman wants to see your honor. V'amdu b'zaf uvehola lahamiso v'yigyan nafshu ad mabes. They wanted to kill him. The angels wanted to kill him and his soul came until death. Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Nigla lev ba'anan. God appeared to him in a cloud, etc. V'sachachal lev ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu shalayamus. And God covered him so that he shouldn't die. In the Medrash HaGadol, brought in the Torah Shlema, there in Oskufnan Gimel, B'biur, it says, V'sakosi kapi, v'lam which is sikech alav ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu m'pnei ha-Mazikin, shlo yichve miziv ha-Shechina, that ha-Kodesh Baruch Hu covered him because of the mazikin, because of the harmful forces, in order that he shouldn't be burned from the shine of the Shechina. B'chein hu b'amid baraba, perik yedalet, pasuk yates, parashi yates, parashi yedalet, os yates, brings Rashi, and the Mechilta on Parashas Pischa, brought in the Torah Shlema there, and os kufna dalet, that the issue is the chabola of the malachim, that the angels are going to harm him. And so too in the Ramban, Parshas Bo, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, he writes, V'chein haya ba'avur kvodi, v'samticha b'nikras hatsur, l'hagin al v'nei misrafim, umi pamalia shel mala, that he's guarding him there from the heavenly hosts, that they shouldn't harm him. The Gran Adaras Eliyahu writes, v'sakosi kapi shlo tureni, shlo tamos, so you shouldn't see me, that you shouldn't die, because before a person sees, he comes apart. That it says in the pasuk that when you see my face, you come apart. So we see in all these sources that there was this great danger for Moshe Rabbeinu in seeing the face of God, the chabal of the angels, the ziv hashchina. So that's because Moshe Rabbeinu is a gashmi, he's a physical creature, a basar v'dam, he's a flesh and blood. So what then would be the hagana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he was mevatel his goof to his nefesh, that he nullified his body to his soul? That's the spreading out of the cloud that we saw in Pirkei Dover Yezer, that the cloud is a spiritual cloud. So he was mevatel his goof to his soul, and he became kol kulo ruchani, and therefore there's no more sakana because of the malachi hashareis, and this remained with him. Even afterwards, and this is spoken out by the Rachaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, he writes that Nizdakech etzlo haguf kolkach ad shelo haya chotzei tu mapsik klal ben ha'aretz ha'neshama kshaya ba'olam elyon l'kshaya b'guf. So there was no difference by Moshe, his body was so pure, there was no difference between his soul when it was in the higher worlds and his soul down here, because his body became so pure. So it emerges that through the V'sakosi Kapi, Moshe Rabbeinu had this bittel haguf. When God spread out his hand, so to speak, for Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu's body became nullified. And that's what Rashi says, that that's how he got his karnei hod. That's how he got his radiant face, this splendorous radiance. Because as we explain, if there is not the mafriya, if the guf isn't stopping, if the body doesn't get in the way, mimela, Moshe Rabbeinu's face is going to shine because of the Or Torah. It's the body that gets in the way, but Moshe Rabbeinu had this natural shine. He was born that way, like we saw in the previous year, and also now that he was filled with Torah, even more so. And what God did was remove that barrier of the guf, and mimela, automatically, it became evident. In the miluim, and therefore he can't be harmed, in the miluim to Torah Shlema, he writes from the parish of the Ben HaRambam, Karana shakiblu panav hakvodos amru mipnei shara mashara min or hashchina nivra vatayedes kashrus hachomer bitzura mishum workov yam nishan latzuraso asichlis boso mamar al yasaga asichlis shegi elav bo kol mash amru v'yenena ala v'yoser dak v'niz dake chomro v'eiru panav hakvodos hakvodos. So that's basically like we've been saying, that his body became very, very pure, and therefore his face shone, because he had this great hasaga of Hashem, and that was the shlemus hachomer, that now the chomer is no longer a chatzitza, a barrier for the neshama, for the soul, for the spirit. And we see this in Rashi, in Koheles, like we saw in the previous shiurim, one of the previous shiurim. What does that mean? That the man's face shines and his face is different. Rashi says, "Mishar brios ad kiyiru migashus elav kikaron or panav." He's different from other people because they're afraid to approach him because his face is shining. So this pasuk, according to Rashi and Koheles, is referring actually to Moshe Rabbeinu. So mitzad atzmo. Chachmas Adam Yair Panav, and he's in this matzav of Oz Panav Yishune. He has this different face because the guf has the koach, has the strength to be monea, to prevent the complete light that there is by a chacham. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz Panav Yishune, the strength of his face was different because the koach and the Oz Hagashmi of his face were nullified. And therefore there was a difference in his Oz Panim and everybody else's strength of their face. Most people, their face is a barrier. You can't fully see what's going on inside of them. Panim is takalosh and pnimius. It does show to a certain extent, but since it's a guf gashmi, it doesn't show everything. But when there's a bittel of the gubug, of the geshem to the ruach, of the body to the soul, then the light shines in all of its glory. And there was such a strong light, like we saw in the Targum Onkelos, in the first shiur, people were afraid to approach him. And this is parallel to what it says here in the Tanchum, in the Shmos Rabbah, Ayim Zebedvarim Rabbah, Parsha Gimel, Os Yud Beis, B'Shem Rav Shmuel, Shezacha Moshe Lekarnei Hod, She'ad Shemoshe Kosev HaTorah, Nishtayar Bakul Moskima Ve'avir Al Rosh, Moshe V'Zoche, to these rays of splendor, because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, and in his kulmos, in his pen, there was a little bit of ink left, and he put it on his head, and from that he got the karnei hod. Kamuvan, what does this mean? Hadvarim tzrichim bir ve'eni tana yodei adma. This is beyond us. Ayin baruch haim kan. But b'yisod ha'davar, it's mevuar that the or comes from koach ha'Torah shenitan leMoshe b'ksivas haluchos. So in other words, you have this ink. And Moshe Rabbeinu use the remainder of this ink to bring himself the light, just like this ink was created the light of the Torah. But even when it's not in the Tzura of Osios, in the ink itself, there's this power to create the light. So obviously this is a deep Kabbalistic idea. I'm not saying that I'm fully understanding it. But it seems from this Medrash that that's what the Koach is, that there was... The Karnei Hod came from the ink and the pen. So first it made the Torah, which is light. And then, even if it's not appearing in the form of letters, just putting it on his forehead was enough to make the light. And then his panim became a makom l'or ha-Torah, and these are the Karnei Hod. Ulefize, we understand. Kashi the Archaim and the Alshich. How could it be? Shelo yargish bal chai b'daber nosaf b'panav. Ka'arachayim and the Al-Sheikh asked, we saw in the first shir, what does it mean Moshe didn't know? How can a person not know something that's happening in his body? Why doesn't he feel it? What does it mean he didn't know that his face shone? Because based on what we said, it was in his body the whole time. It was just a ma'akev. The ma'akev was the physicality. And once this ma'akev, once this barrier was removed, then everybody can see it. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't feel it because it was with him the whole time. Now the Gemara in Shabbos says that if you give your friend a gift, you have to tell him. And it says, what about Moshe Rabbeinu, who didn't know? God gave him this gift of this shining face and he didn't know. So the Gemara says that in the end it's going to be found out, so therefore he didn't have to tell him. But based on what we said, this wasn't a gift. It was there all along. So it must be that the gift is Hasaras HaMa'akev, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed this barrier. That was a gift. He didn't tell him that everybody now can appreciate, that when everyone appreciates you, that's also a gift. So apparently we would have to say that's Pshat in the Gemara. And then we can answer the Kasha now of the Rif in the Ein Yaakov. Rashi says that if you give your friend a gift, you have to tell him. Why do you have to tell him? Because Zederach Kavod. Zederach Kavod, Hashem Yispayish L'Kabla. Umitokach Misratzim B'dvarim Ve'eno Bosh B'tavar. So maybe he's not going to want to... Maybe he's not going to want to receive it. So what do? You convince him, and then he'll be willing. That's why you have to tell him Zederach Kavod. Because maybe he's embarrassed to get the gift. And then you convince him and he's no longer embarrassed. B'cheinim nasna b'veso shelo b'yidiyaso tzorech lehodiyo shemiyado ba'alo shemitoch kach yaovo. Even if it's in his house and he doesn't actually have to receive it, you just leave it there. You still have to tell him, because this way he'll love you. It increases brotherhood. Ad kan divrei Rashi, frek the Rif. So what's the terror to the Gemara and Moshe? That it was a milsa davida l'gluye shiny. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to tell him because it's going to be revealed. What about the reason of Shemi Yisbayish l'kabla? Even if it's going to be revealed in the end, he still might be embarrassed to accept it. So how does it help that it's going to be revealed in the end? But he didn't appease Hashem. Didn't appease him. Moshe Rabbeinu might still be embarrassed. So how does the Teretz answer the kasha? So based on what we explained about the radiant face of Moshe, this isn't shayach at all. Because b'haskama l'kabalas haTorah, the moment there's an agreement to receive the Torah, there's going to be this or, and then so he was agreeing to receive the or. And to remove a ma'akev, to remove this barrier, is not a biush, it's not an embarrassment. Because adarabba, a barrier is in the embarrassment. And his true self is not shining through. Doesn't look good. So now the removing of this barrier, that's the real Moshe, that shows the light of Torah. That was within Moshe, so that's not an embarrassment. Embarrassment when there was the barrier, now when there's no barrier. Unless you want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble that he wanted there to be this barrier people shouldn't know. But anyway, if you assume that it was just Hasaras Hamoneya and Moshe Rabbeinu had already agreed, because he was filled with light because of he agreed to receive the Torah, so that's already going to be light, so that was his agreement, so there was no need to appease him, so then we can come on to, so why then did God have to tell him now? So we come on to the second reason, that adds Ahava. It adds Ahava when you tell the person you gave them a gift, and the kasha is on Moshe Rabbeinu. If God wanted him to have Ahava, then why didn't he tell him that his Moshe lo yada ki kara nor panav? So why didn't he tell him? What about Hosafas Ahava? So the answer of the Gemara is that anyway it's going to be Avita L'Gluye, and Memela the Ahava is going to come, so Hashem didn't have to tell him himself, and therefore B'Shasam Kabbalas HaMatana, he didn't have to tell him about this Matana. So Baruch Hashem, we've made some advancement in these psukim, but there is a ton more to say, and B'Siyat Tishmaya B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will advance in the next shir, B'Lineder, and continue singing Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.